It's an indisputable fact that the era of COVID has ushered in, or perhaps just simply revealed, the fascistic tendencies of many of those in political power. And we see it in Australia, we see it in New Zealand, we see it in the UK as well. And we see it, and we've seen it quite a bit in Scotland, where the SNP leader and First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, has actually reveled in the newfound extra powers that she's been given. And you heard, I think I covered this one a few days back, that the Scottish SNP government were trying to make sure that the emergency powers that they took last year be extended and be made permanent. In other words, they won't want the right to permanently lock you down and shut you up whenever the hell they want. So this won't come, therefore, as any surprise when I tell you that Nicola Sturgeon today has warned that restrictions could be reimposed as Scotland faces what she calls a fragile period ahead amidst what she calls a sharp rise in the number of COVID cases. Now, before we get any further, it's always cases, remember, it's cases, it's never fatalities. They want to talk fake cases because that helps them get the narrative in place that there's something happening, when in actual fact, there's nothing happening. Let's dive into this a little bit, shall we? So we read that new COVID cases, in quotation marks, have more than doubled in the past week, with the worst ever number of cases recorded in one day posted on Tuesday. The worst ever, you got that? Even though, you know, what percentage of Scotland's been double vaxxed? Is it 70, 80%? Yeah, worst ever number of cases. And with almost half of those diagnosed in people under the age of 25. Again, this is so much crap. They don't mean diagnosed. What they mean is that these young people have been encouraged to be tested and tested and tested again. And if you test them sufficiently, because of the wild inexactitude of what the clinical tests are, you can get a positive test. And they instantly say, aha, positive test. That means you've definitely got infectious COVID, when in fact the opposite could be true. So Sturgeon has said she could not completely rule out reimposing coronavirus restrictions as a result of one of the sharpest rises we've ever experienced at any point during the pandemic. I actually looked at this because sometimes you got to dig, into the numbers a little bit to understand exactly what is happening, with regard to the Scottish scenario. So I looked at it. And in the terms of, let's talk about number of cases, shall we? In March, April last year, peak pandemic, Scotland saw about 5,000 cases, average 7-day rolling number. So that was peak pandemic, when nobody was super duper vaccinated. Everything was chaotic. We were all shut down. We were all stuck at home. 5,000 was the number. This summer, they've got it up to 30,000. And how have they done that? They've simply expanded the scale of testing to a cosmic level, and that gets them the numbers that they absolutely want. So remember, this is always is the case. This is a case-demic, not a actual pandemic, you know. And another interesting stat is, if you look at the number of deaths in Scotland, I mean, the number of deaths at peak were about 10 times greater than they are now. So if deaths are 1/10 of what they were, how on earth can it be then said that, oh, Scotland's in the greatest danger ever? And she is talking about bringing back masks. She is talking about encouraging employers to tell their employees to work from home. So it's the same narrative. Nothing in this one's going to change. They're going to keep telling you the same stuff. Wear a mask. In fact, wear two masks. Stay 2 meters apart, work from home, protect the NHS, give us your body, take 2 jabs, take 3 jabs, take 10 jabs. Why stop? Just keep taking jabs. A jab a day keeps the, SNP away. Is that the narrative? But this is any of the sort of nonsense that's being pushed through the Scottish media. And naturally, I mean, there is some opposition to this, but the SNP love it. And the Green Party that they're in coalition with, de facto, also love it. So The government advisor, Professor Linder Bould, B-A-U-L, has said that a fresh spike in cases could lead to pressure for schools to be closed. But the First Minister said, no, schools are not going to be closed again. But what we got to do is we've got to hope we can vaccinate the kids, especially the kids under 16. This is what the SNP, do you see what this is about? They want to get children vaccinated and they want to have adults triply vaccinated. And yet, if you go and you look at Israel, which has done all of this, it's got spiraling levels of so-called infection, almost like the vaccine helps spread the mutant variant or facilitates the development of the mutant variant, and therefore things get worse. So the more you vax, the more you close down. In fact, the more you do everything that they want to do, the worse things get. I'm afraid our leaders are leading us into eternal servitude in this one. There's no way out unless we turn around to them and say, nope, not doing this. Sorry, shove your vaccines, shove your masks, shove your social distancing. We're getting our life back and that's the end of it. There's more of us than there is of them. We need to understand that. These people at this point are almost demonically possessed by pushing us in this kind of endless cycle of wear a mask, self-isolate, stay at home, don't go out to work, close the economy, shatter business, shatter lives, and then repeat and repeat and repeat. And all the time they're telling you, but all in the meantime, take the vaccines. So you can see, folks, this doesn't end until we end it. Thanks for listening.